Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday course, our JE Jewel for today and for our further exploration this week. I'm going to share my screen as we get started on our journey today with that beautiful words of our prescription for spiritual alignment. There we go. I invite you to just sit back and let these words move in and through you. You know, I've over the years have used these affirmations so many times, and every time I use them, I feel a deeper meaning in them. And I invite you just to be open to what these words are saying to you and within you today. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind. And so it is. And with that, we begin our free lesson for today. Just going over some things. Our video today is called The Third and Fourth Dimensions and Your Life Plan. So there are really two big topics in our jewel from Jane Elizabeth today. So we're going to take them one at a time. This week, we're going to rediscover and re-explore the third and fourth dimensions. And next week, we will watch the video again and focus on looking at our life plans. And for those of you who have been following along with us for a while, which I think is most of you, you know, this may seem on the surface like review, but we are different people today than we were last time we looked at these topics. So they're going to mean something different to each of us as we're exploring it today. I know as I was watching the video several times this week and working on the PowerPoint and pulling out what I know is going to be completely different than what I hear on the video this morning. you know, just seeing that third and fourth dimension and the journey from one to the other in a whole new way. So I know that's true for all of us, that we will see something today that we haven't seen before. And our journey begins. We completed our year. We started our new year with our new year commitments. We've acknowledged our out-of-body teachers, that spiritual support, call it whatever you want to call it. This is what Jane calls it, the out-of-body teacher. You know, we were talking on Thursday night. Some people call it spirit guide. Some people call it, you know, master, some, you know, whatever. Whatever you call it, it doesn't matter. There is support on the other side. Well, yeah, the only side, but to our understanding, the other side of those consciousnesses that have gone before us that know this journey and will help us navigate every step of the way as we tune in to that guidance and that support and ask for it and sometimes demand it. and so acknowledging that out-of-body teacher every day is such a wonderful support system that goes with us 24/7. And we are having a revolution in consciousness. We are saying within ourselves, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to do my part to move out of this state of beingness and move into the next state. And it does have to be a revolution. It does have to be an uprising, if you will, of consciousness that says, oh my gosh, I'm seeing that in this third dimensional world, nothing changes. And when it does, it just goes back to where I started, which is feeling unfulfilled within myself. And I know there's more. I know there's more. And we are on that revolution in consciousness to discover that more. This is our familiar chart from our Spiritual Power Tools book. If you want to follow along, it is chapter 4 of our Spiritual Power Tools book, moving from the third dimension into the fourth dimension. And we see these different states of being, our third dimensional consciousness, and how that level of consciousness operates in the world and has every time we've been a human being. And we see that fourth dimensional consciousness, which is what we're moving into. And that is what we're developing. That is every time we take a step, every time we forgive something, every time we let go of a desire that doesn't seem to be working for us anymore, or continues to be disappointing, or just doesn't end up working out, and we just finally let it go, then we're moving more toward that more expanded state of being in the fourth dimension. So just looking over some of these, you know, our third dimensional mind is always going. It's always telling us one thing, and it, you know, if your mind is like my mind has been, it jumps on one side of the fence and it says, oh my gosh, this is it. This is the be all and end all. And then 10 minutes later, it's on the other side of the fence saying, well, no, maybe this is the be all and end all over here. And then it jumps back and forth. And oh my gosh, it just does not stop sometimes. And our identity, the way we relate in the world, is we're identified with our limited self. We feel those people, places, things, situations in our lives, and the emotions and the expectations we have of them are the real thing. We can feel that that is who we are, and that's important. It's important, you know, this, it's important to me that something works out a certain way because that's how it should be. And, you know, that's an identity with the third dimension. That's an identity with old thought forms that we've brought with us into this lifetime that we stick up for that aren't really who we are. And that's why moving into a new state of being is so valuable to us, because we don't have to hold on to those. And as we let go of those emotional states that feel so important to us, we see that they're not, and there's so much more to us than those people, places, things, situations that we attach ourselves to. You know, and in that way, the third dimensional self, the third dimensional state of consciousness, believes and acts on the thought that happiness lies out in the outside world rather than within. And in the outside world, in the third dimension is made up of the opposites. You know, it's a process that churns and moves us back and forth until we get tired of it. It's designed to not be stable. It's designed to not allow us to find our happiness in the world. We can be in the world and find our happiness within, and then be in the world and be just fine and see all those opposites going on, but it doesn't affect our true identity. But when we're in the third dimensional world, we are batted around by those opposites, and we strive towards a good opposite. Oh, I want that new car. Oh, I want that new job. Oh, I want that perfect relationship. And we get that. And we are so happy about that for a while. And then the honeymoon wears off and we say, oh, wow, okay. So now, what's my next thing that I need to work for? Because the adrenaline, the excitement of that thing that I just achieved has worn off. So then we have to go onto our next thing. And that's unending. That's unending. And I think, you know, if you're listening in and you're resonating with this, and you already know these things. You already know what's happening in the third dimension. We're dominated by our emotions. We're worried about the past, or we're worried about the future. We live in fear. We don't know how to make decisions. We hold grudges. We are afraid of change. We feel out of harmony with ourselves. You know, we may have a certain front on the outside, but we feel differently on the inside. We feel alone. We feel like we're the only ones feeling this way. Like, oh my gosh, I'm just not satisfied. I'm just not sad. I'm just not happy. I'm uncomfortable in my own skin. You know, all of these things are what we become aware of when we're ready to take that step and learn about who we are, who we really are, who we learn about that infinite self. And it's a process to learn. It's a process to detach from the left side of that chart and move into a new identity with these qualities on the right side. Let's look at some of those. You've mastered the art of turning off your mind. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And I think that we know that as we're doing our meditation time, we are practicing turning off the mind. We're identifying with our unlimited self. And that doesn't happen overnight. That's a wonderful quality of the fourth dimension, but it certainly doesn't just show up. We work towards that by disidentifying with the other side of the chart. We quiet our mind. We understand that happiness exists within us. And it's not just an intellectual understanding. It's a knowing. It's a beingness. We're beyond the opposites, where we can see them going on in the world, but we're not touched by them. We're not batted around by them. We feel empowered and we're in the present moment. We're in control of our emotions. We live peacefully. We know how to forgive. We know when to take action. We welcome change as it comes. And we're in harmony with that higher part of ourselves. And it gives us a sense of security and completion. And we're beyond that intellectual mind and able to enjoy the silence of the intuitive flow that happens when we're in that state of being. And we're unselfish and understand our responsibility to all humanity as we work through our attachments in the third dimension. We begin to see, okay, I'm about to take this action step. How is this going to affect other people? What do I need to know about it? It's coming from within me, so I know I have to do it. And I'm just going to be aware that whatever the outcome is, I am part of, I am in the flow of. And in our video today, I love when Jane says this, she said, there are some advantages to the third dimension. I mean, we can get stuff and we can achieve things, but there are also very much disadvantages in the third dimension. We're beyond the opposites. And all of this whole list are the disadvantages of being in the third dimension. And she says, but the fourth dimension has all of the advantages and none of the disadvantages. The third dimension, being in the opposite, has to have advantages and disadvantages just by its nature. In the fourth dimension, there are all the advantages and beyond the opposites of advantage and disadvantage. She also talks about divorcing the personality self. And I love that she uses this word because it's so laser beam. I'm going to use the word harsh, but it's not harsh in a bad way. It's clear. It cuts through the BS of anything else. We are divorcing our personality self. We are making a line in the sand saying, I am not living from that part of me anymore. And in the third dimension, the subconscious owns the personality self. In the third dimension, our subconscious is influencing our personality, and it's making us, it's not making us, our desires that we have come from the subconscious, and they come up, and because we're identified with the personality self, and we're identified with our subconscious, whether we know it or not, those desires come up, and we say, okay, I feel like I need to get that new car. Okay, well, let's go do it. Well, is that the right thing for my higher self? Doesn't matter to my third dimensional personality self, because my third dimensional personality self is stuck in the third dimension, and it will go and do whatever whim is coming up from my subconscious mind. the subconscious owns the personality self. It's the conflicting thoughts and feelings and desires that happen in our third dimensional state of being. So we are unplugging from that personality self. And she says, divorcing that personality self. And we are plugging into that higher self that lives in the fourth dimension. In the fourth dimension, our infinite self, our soul, owns the personality. So we have our personality. We'll have our personality for a very long time, our own expression of, you know, whatever in the world. Like Jesus had a personality that was different than Buddha's personality and so forth. So we have our personality self, but we want our higher self to own that personality and not the subconscious. So I like to think of it sometimes, and sometimes this visual helps me when I'm working with my subconscious stuff that's coming up. I unplug from that subconscious pattern, whatever one is coming up, and I just feel myself plugging it into my higher self. Like, nope, I'm not giving that energy anymore. I'm transferring that energy from that thought form or that attitude or old belief system or old desire, and I'm plugging it into my higher self and my desire for my higher self. So we do go through this process of the unplugging from the subconscious mind. And this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing every week when we're talking about releasing the year, when we're talking about forgiving what needs to be forgiven in our lives, when we're talking about looking at our life plan or looking at our desires and seeing what desires are valuable in our life still and what desires no longer serve us. And what are our desires serving? Are our desires serving our personality? Are our desires serving our third dimensional state of being? Or are our desires serving our higher self and the process of awakening? And that's a very simple measuring stick. Not always easy, but it's a very simple measuring stick. What is this desire supporting? My human self or my higher self? All right. And the third dimension doesn't give us the happiness or the peace that we think we're looking for. You know, gosh, if only I had fill in the blank, then I would be okay. Then I would feel at peace. Then I would not have to worry about anything. But that's not true. And we know that. We have all been around long enough that we've all tried that over and over and over again. And maybe we forget, so we have to try it again. And then we come to the same conclusion. Oh yeah, I mean, that was fine. But here I am back again, still not feeling connected to my higher self, still feeling like I'm missing something. And that's because that third dimension is in the opposites: happy, sad, safe, anxious, pleasure, pain, love, anger, and on and on and on and on. And so I invite you this week to pay attention to what opposites you're experiencing in your day-to-day life. Just notice, because it's going to be different. Maybe it's a little bit different than it was 6 months ago when you did this, or however long it's been. Or maybe you're trying to be aware of it all the time, which is awesome. You know, but just tune into that this week and just notice. Don't have to do anything about it even. Just notice what opposites are you experiencing. And the personality in the third dimension, when it's run by our subconscious, is self-focused. It's all about me, my mind, what's in it for me. It's I need things. The personality, the subconscious run, third dimensional personality self always has more needs and more wants and more problems and more things to have or things or people to control and so forth, and worries. We're always worried about how am I going to do that? Always striving, always worldly focused instead of internally focused. And in what ways, just look at this week. In what ways or areas in your life are these showing up for you, where your actions, your endeavors are lower self-serving, lesser self-serving instead of higher self-serving? take some time to do that. And we're going to revisit this a million times before we're all done, you know, because we're always scraping out the next level of those subconscious patterns that we've been living from for many, many, many lifetimes. And, you know, we show up in different aspects of that subconscious material that's stored there. So it's always, maybe not fun, but it's always helpful to check back in with ourselves and say, okay, what opposites am I dealing with now? What what self-serving desires am I working for that are going to be a waste of my time? And how do I let that go and look back, step back from that and say, okay, I don't need that anymore. And there's a part of me that's still really attracted to that desire, but my higher self can see, my intuition can feel that that's not going to be lucrative for my higher self. And we want all of our actions to be lucrative for our higher self and for all those around us, which is always how that works. Jane has said several times over the years that the ego likes feathering its own nest, you know? And so that's a kind of a fun image to work with us too. It's like, how is what I'm doing all about me and taking care of me instead of what my higher self needs? And how does it keep me from serving from the higher level, the people in my life, and giving to them what they need from me in a more pure way? Great exploration for this week. Living in the fourth dimension, we're on a journey. It's always a journey. Jane says this thousands of times, and we know it. And the nice thing about Jane saying this thousands of times is that we forget. We just want to be there. It's a long process. You know, we've been around so many lifetimes. Our icebergs are big. They're big. And so it takes time to unravel all of that. So it's a journey. It's a journey. It's not, it's what do they say? It's a marathon, not a sprint, right? We're transcending the opposites that we've been identifying with and living with for so long. And it's a journey of detaching from what we're used to and learning about the next level of awakening to the higher self and the next level. And it's different. It's a different way of operating. So it takes time to practice that, you know. It's like, you know, you wouldn't want your ambulance driver operating on your brain. You know, and until that person has some schooling. So we are getting schooled in moving from an ambulance driver that is racing around chasing emergencies to the brain surgeon who has to be very precise and in the moment about what they're working on. So anyway, we begin to see here and experience things differently because the fourth dimension is such a different perspective than what our personality selves have been used to. And each of us have to take responsibility for our own awakening to that truth within us, to that spiritual brain surgery that we have to learn about. And we each have to do that for ourselves, letting go of the old and clearing out that flow of that intuitive flow of aligning with the higher self. So the so many benefits of moving out of the fourth dimension, and these are really just a repeat of what was on our chart before about turning off our mind. And I was listening to a little bit of the spiritual power tools today. And one of my favorite sentences in that book is in the chapter from moving from intellect to intuition. And the sentence is, the intellect is the intelligence of the human mind. I'm not quoting this exactly, but the intellect is the intelligence of the human mind, and intuition is the intelligence of the soul. It's the wisdom and intelligence of the soul. So as we turn off the mind, we identify more with that intuition, which has much better information than our intellect. It's connected with a universal storehouse of knowledge, and we have access to that instead of just what our brains can hold, what our memories can hold, what our subconscious can hold. We're open to that infinite information that can help us every day. So yeah, revisiting those. We're not overcome by our emotion. We're not batted around by it. We're peaceful. We're forgiving and forgiving so quickly. We flow with changes. We enjoy that silence within ourselves. And we learn how to serve those people in our lives in a better way. And meditation is the way. Meditation supports our soul, and it is a way that we learn how to turn off the mind, and it helps us see the information that's coming up to help us let go of that third dimension and move us into more of that intuitive connection. And it prepares our consciousness to move beyond the third dimension. And in the video, Jane talks about that meditation changes the vibrations in our brain. It rewires our brain. And this Newsweek article was something that Jane shared in classes years ago. And she had this cover of this Newsweek article from 2001 on a big poster board that she would bring. And so it was such a beautiful public revelation for this to be on the cover, that we're wired for spirituality, and how, you know, meditation changes the brain and it helps us be more connected. There's more of the brain at work as we meditate. There's more energy flowing through. So it's not that the brain itself is doing more. It's about using that organ in our bodies as a receptivity focal point for that energy and wisdom and knowledge coming in. And every little piece of energy has information that's coming in, and it lifts our vibration and connects us to our higher self, to universal energy. And we're able to hold more energy. We're able to our vibration raises. So we vibrate at a higher level, which sends out a ripple effect all around us. And it expands our consciousness as we're moving into higher dimensions. So just some questions this week that are going to come out in our email. What opposites are you observing this week? What areas of your life are you observing that self-centeredness of the third dimensional attached personality? And in what ways are you seeing life more from your understanding of the fourth dimension? Look over that list of qualities of the fourth dimension, and how do you feel more there now than maybe you did last time you looked at that chart? It's an interesting tool to just see how far we've come, because sometimes it can feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not getting anywhere. Jane said in a class one time, she said, sometimes it felt like I was spitting in the wind. And certainly it does, where, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm working on this again, or man, I've been working on letting this go for, you know, 3 months or 20 years or, you know, whatever it is. And it's still here. It's still around, but we're slowly but surely taking out those layers. So where are we now? You know, how much more? Yeah, I do like my meditation more than I used to. I do feel more at peace. I am not as controlled by my emotions as I used to be, and so forth. So it's a nice examination of that list. And how are you experiencing meditation supporting those changes that you're making? How does meditation support you? Really look at how valuable that is in the spiritual process and journey that you're on. All right. So that's my two cents. And now we get to watch Jane as she explores these and lifts us. So on to our video.
Thank you for being on this journey again with me. I acknowledge the energy and the life of God in you. I acknowledge that because you are a soul evolving. And your out-of-body teacher that you've acknowledged this week has acknowledged your journey to move into higher consciousness. And I acknowledge you as the soul that is moving and dedicated to moving in the next state of your personal beingness. You are a part of God. God is a part of you. And your out-of-body teacher is so very happy to be a part of your life and be there to support you. And I am very, very excited about being a part of your life and supporting you. You're dear to my heart. You're dear to the out-of-body teacher's heart. You're important to the universal consciousness. You are important to humanity because you've made the effort to learn more about who you are in support of all of us. You see, if you grow and change, you will support all others to grow and change because it sends a vibration and energy out into the universe. It says, I'm willing, I'm ready. And there's hundreds and thousands of souls out there that are ready to move in consciousness. And because you've acknowledged your out-of-body teacher and you have acknowledged me as your support teacher, you are sending a vibration out into the universe because nothing is lost in God consciousness. So your very beingness to be a part of this revolution, and it is a revolution in consciousness, it is the opportunity for all humanity to grow and change. And because you are wanting to grow and change, you're sending a vibration and energy out, saying, I am willing to go out and change. I am willing to do my part to move out of this state of being and move into the next state of beingness. And by doing that, you're encouraging others to do the same. Somebody will pick up that vibration. Maybe not this year, maybe 10 years from now, maybe 25 years from now, maybe 200 years from now. Jesus put out a vibration that said, I am one with the Father. I picked up that vibration and energy and wanted to know what that meant for me. I am one with the Father. How is that possible? What does he mean by that? And that started my journey of questions. We are all one with the God consciousness. It's like a veil that needs to be lifted so that we understand that that God consciousness is also a part of our consciousness. Please don't shortchange yourself. Don't do that. Because we're on this journey. And sometimes it's going to be a little difficult. And sometimes it'll be absolutely fabulous. But be willing to take the journey up the slope. This is so important to your soul. And right now I'm speaking much more to your soul than I am your personality. I'm saying thank you. And it touches my heart and my soul to be here right now supporting you and supporting yourself. Thank you. You have blessed my life. in so many ways. And I will bless your life. And your out-of-body teacher will bless your life. And has already begun the process. Because you've acknowledged his presence and my presence in your life. I'm so glad that you have all picked up the spiritual power tools and are using this as part of your movement in consciousness. These tools are made out of my desire to support my soul, never thinking that I would ever write them down and give them out. But they help me to grow and change. And I know that they will help you. Because I think and know that my out-of-body teacher showed me these tools so that I could use them to grow and change. Because somewhere in the heart of hearts of God, God knew that someday I would be supporting you in growing and changing. There is a plan for your life as well as there was a plan for my life. And we are all evolving as quickly as possible. So here we go. We are moving into a greater state of consciousness. And if you have a spiritual power book before you, if not, grab it and go to chapter 4. It's about going from the third dimension to the fourth dimension. Because this is exactly what you're going to do. You're going to go up the mountain, leaving the third dimension behind and moving into the fourth dimension. And I want you to know what the difference is between the third and the fourth. Because the third has a lot of disadvantages and a lot of advantages. But the fourth has all the advantages and none of the disadvantages. So we're on this journey. And one of the things I talked to you about last week was the observer self. And to become the observer. Because until you're the observer of self, you can't divorce your personality. Because we are going to do that. We are going to divorce the personality. Because the personality belongs in the third dimension. There's so much in the world that tells you how to help your personality. How to be a better personality. How to be a better body. How to eat the right foods and do the exercises so that you have the perfect size 10 body or 2 body or 15 body, whatever you want. And all the men can be muscle bound and gorgeous and attract all the women in the world to them. My God, what a thought that is. You'd never be free. We'd never be free. We'd be attracting all kinds. But guess what? We're on a journey right now. A journey to help you to dissolve the third dimension once and for all. One of the most important parts, of course, about moving into the next dimension is meditation. I talked to you about last week, to have a special place to meditate. Because that is where the energy will come forth to change the vibrations of your brain, so to speak. Because your brain is a brain power connected to the universe. Your brain is connected to the universe. It has all the vibrations and energies that it can access and connect with the cosmic energy of this planet. Infinite intelligence. To connect with infinite intelligence is what you're going to do by moving out of the third dimension. A third dimensional person is bogged down by a lot of things. And one of them, of course, is the opposites. And being in the opposites, they have all these experiences that are difficult, pain and pleasure. You know, I go to water aerobics every day. And I see so many people going to water aerobics with me. And because I'm a senior citizen, the water aerobics is designed for senior citizens. And I have all kinds of people there that are so unhappy. They're older, they're retired, and they are looking at their life thinking, it's almost over. And I can't change anything now. But they can, but they don't think so. And they're sad, and they're scared. I see this every day when I go over and do my water aerobics. I see them with their sad faces and just no joy because their life is ending and they're not happy with the way it's ending because they have all these third dimensional things that didn't happen that they wanted to happen. Well, we know that they are going to be creating their next lifetime out of their disappointments and difficulties this lifetime. And joys, too. And joys, too. And they're going to bring that into their future life. And they are going to pass on, just like you're going to pass on, just like you've passed on in many other lifetimes. And they're going to look at their life and make a plan for the future. And so you are looking at your life, not at the end, but right now in your youth, your middle age, or maybe you're like I am, a senior citizen. But I'm looking at my life. I want you to spend some time this week looking at the life plan that you have. The life plan that you came down this life and the parents that you chose to have. And if you're married, the spouse you married, the children you have, if that's part of your life. Or if you're just a young person, and I have I'm so happy to say this. I have so many young people between the ages of 20 and 30 years old that are going to have a much better future because they're in this class. They're going to be able to look at whatever their future is bringing to them in a new way. But it doesn't matter how old you are. It's only a number. I'm infinite. You're infinite. You are infinite. So we're looking at our life plans this week. You're going to look and have your out-of-body teacher help you look at your life plan because it's very important to look at your life plan that you're in right now in order to disconnect from it. And I'm going to show you how that's done and how you can put new possibilities into this old life plan that you came in this body to have. So look at your family, look at your brothers and sisters, look at the many dimensions of your work that you've had, depending on your age, how much experience that you've had. But doesn't matter if you're 20 or 80, you still have a life plan that you're working through. Doesn't matter how old you are in a life plan that you're working through. So if you can take your observer self that now that you know that you have one and you're looking at this personality self that planted and planned this lifetime before you came into body to be with the souls that you're with, to experience certain things, and of course forgiveness is part of this. But we're not going into that right now. Let's just hold that aside, because what we're going to do this week is I want you to look at your life plan that you created, this life plan, because in order to move out of the third dimension into the fourth dimension, this is one of the prerequisites of doing it. You have to look at what you came to do this lifetime as best you can, and the talents and abilities that you came in this lifetime with, and how they are working in your life right now. And some of them you've forgotten, you developed them when you were a kid, and they're not so interesting now, and you've gone on. Or some of those talents and abilities you've brought right into your present life. But we're looking at your whole, up to today, your parentheses in eternity, your play, the one play that you've been in this lifetime. And know that you created the play that you're in from your last lifetime. So your last lifetime created this play. The people you wanted to love, the people you wanted to forgive, the people you wanted to get even with, you had resentment for, are back in your life to dissolve this negative energy. So look at your life. Look at the plan that you came in with. Major importance. And your out-of-body teacher is going to help you to look at this plan, and you're going to be observing this plan. It's not an easy job, which I just gave you, to be the observer of your life plan. It's not an easy thing, because you've got to think back at some of the things that were happy, some of the things that were sad, some of the things you wanted from your parents but didn't get, some of the things you did get from your parents. Or why you resented your parents, or why you loved your parents. We have all different reasons for everything we're doing. But we first have to acknowledge that we are a soul evolving, which you have acknowledged. So you plan this lifetime, and you've planned the different experiences that you've had till this moment in time, when we are now looking at our life plan with new eyes. The new eyes, the new glasses, so to speak, are the glasses of being able to be the observer and look at it. And next week we will go further on this. But look at your life plan. Look at your life plan. And also check out the fourth chapter in Spiritual Power Tools, which is moving from the third to the fourth dimension. And I make a list of all the things, a comparison. This is the third dimension. This is the way you'll be thinking in the fourth dimension. Just observe that, because I'll be touching on that as the days and weeks and time goes on. You are going to now look at your life plan. And look at it seriously. Write down the pros and cons of it. And the evolution of it. And the resistance you had to your parents or to a teacher. Everything and anything has its spiritual meaning for you. It has a spiritual meaning, and I want you to take it and sift it out, because that's going to help you a lot to move forward. You need to know where you've been in order to go in a new direction. And the new direction is up to the higher dimension of your being. So make that list. Look at it. Meditate on it. It's very, very important. Very, very important. Because we're going to start working on this life plan that you came in this life to do, and looking at it. And I'm going to be supporting you and letting some of that go forever and ever. And acknowledging some of it, and continue working with it, in the future. I'm very, very touched tonight as I make this video. I'm touched. I'm touched by your souls. I'm touched that you're here with me. It touches my heart of hearts to know that you are my spiritual family, and I honor you and love you. And with all my heart, I support you on this journey. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of your life. I am so honored that you've come to this point of your evolution where you want to know God, to experience God. When you were created so long ago, you were given the DNA of God so that one day you would be in this point of your evolution where you were ready to move into your God consciousness. And God has been waiting a long time for that. And God is so happy. I am so happy. And your out-of-body teachers are so happy. So what you're doing is not just a little exercise for the fun of it. This is a very, very important thing to your soul. Very important. So I want to end this session by holding you in prayer. And knowing with all my heart and soul, even though you're miles away, you are not miles away. You are sitting right here with me now. And I love you and support you. And look forward to next week as we journey on. Amen and amen. As we journey together on a magnificent adventure of discovery.
Wonderful. So you can see why we're taking that in two parts. We will work with our life plan next week and next Sunday, as well as the week following that. But for this week, you know, we've all made new spiritual commitments for the year. So if we want to look at, where are the opposites showing up in my commitment? Where are they getting in the way? Or just what is coming up for me as I'm working on my commitment? And we want to look at, you know, where are my lesser desires getting in the way of my spiritual commitment? Where do they interfere? Where do they take my attention unnecessarily from being in alignment with the fulfillment of that spiritual desire, that spiritual commitment that we made for this year? And what are my fourth dimensional strengths and attributes that are supporting that commitment? We get to look at that as well. So we're going to work with that this week, and then we'll move on to life plan, because looking at a life plan is a whole different set of skills of our observer self, and have very much to do with the opposites and self-centeredness that can show up in our relationships and in other areas of our life plan. So we're going to do this one step at a time. I invite you to come and share this part of your journey with us on Thursdays. We are just a loving, fun group of people that are getting together and just being able to share with like-minded people. Here's what's happening in my world. Here's a question I have, or here's an experience I have. And one person's experience helps us understand ours a little bit differently. And you are always welcome. You can come and just listen, but it is a wonderful support for your soul. And I certainly wouldn't want it any other way. So come on, join us Thursdays at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and share what you're observing during this week. Have a wonderful week. The Center for Enlightenment is supported by your donations. There's a donation link in the chat, as well as a link for our Thursday group. Thank you for your gifts, and thank you for your presence, for being here, whether you're here with us live or you're looking at the recording. Your participation adds love and light to the Center for Enlightenment and all that it does to share these teachings. So thank you. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to seeing you on Thursday. Bye-bye for now.